This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Today is Valentine's Day. And Heather Park is here to help us out.
Yeah, I'm going to do my best. I've got a couple little pointers, some do's and don'ts for this Valentine's Day. Let's start with the don'ts, because to me, that's the easiest thing, right?
Okay.
And the first thing you don't want to do is just forget the day. Like, that's the worst thing you could do, is if you don't even say Happy Valentine's Day, you need to acknowledge. Don't forget that today is a day. Even if you're not into the holiday, you think it's a Hallmark holiday, it's a day to show your appreciation and your love for your partner.
Yeah, start with the low-hanging fruit.
Yes.
Just don't forget.
Exactly.
Even if it's a Hallmark holiday,
yep,
we don't celebrate. I do think that even if that is the agreement between partners, you still have to say, Happy Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
And so, I love you.
Let's start there. Also, I don't think you need to spend a ton of money or go overboard on this holiday. It doesn't need to be an extravagant gift you're giving your significant other, like this expensive watch or a handbag or whatever it is. This is a day to use some creativity. You could make a gift. I don't think you need to go overboard, especially it should all be depending on your budget, right?
Right.
Like, if you're a college student, don't go out and buy her a Louis bag, right? Like, let's think of some other options. Even if you have a lot of money, you don't need to do that.
This is where it gets weird for guys, because it's not about the money that you spend. It's about the meaning.
It is.
And
John,
that's where things get weird.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, those over the top gifts and gestures can just kind of feel like empty, like,
trying,
like,
too hard.
You just went and bought this instead of really thinking about me.
This was
and
a last second purchase.
It.
You had to overspend. You didn't really put thought into this.
That can maybe be misconstrued like that. Also, a card is great, but don't get a card where you just sign it, John. You could make a card.
Well, why are you naming
out
names?
Because earlier today in the cookie jar, you said, well, what if I pick out a card that says everything I feel?
And then I followed it up by saying, I'm not just going to put ditto on there. You got to put a little bit of a message.
But I was
just talking about the difference between dudes and chicks buying a Valentine's Day card.
Fine. Anyway, for the rest of you guys out there, not John or Jim, apparently, but just don't get a card and just write love your name, right?
Like,
put some thought into it. If you're going to get a generic card, that's fine, I think, but give a little love note in there. Put a little nice message in there.
Is it acceptable, not saying I would do this, to say, this card says everything I wanted to say?
Not at all, John. Not acceptable to say that. Not acceptable to write it in an email, send it via text.
Send an email.
Like, that is not acceptable. No,
cut and
like
paste.
Handwrite something.
Yeah, but if you send it in a text or an email and you cut and paste, then it is technically your words.
Yeah, unless you use ChatGPT to write it.
No, and then don't use that either. That's a good one. Don't do that. Next one, don't get lingerie. I think that this could backfire on you significantly.
If it doesn't fit.
Well, you better, if you're going to do it, make sure you know the size. Because if you get the wrong size, either way.
Again, this is where there's a lot of pressure.
If you get something that's too big, okay, this is the size you think
I would fit into this?
And then you get the wrong size. Wait, I just say.
So there is some workarounds.
Yes.
You can do some investigating. Yes. You can go into her drawer and make sure you get the right sizes and things like that.
But brands can be different, so that's the one thing you got to keep an
eye
on.
Yeah. Yes. So if it's too big, then the excuse is, well, it just wanted to make it easier for you to get out of. If it's too tight, then you're like, well, I just wanted to see every curve that you have.
You're not going to say that until she attempts to put this thing on, and then if she can't,
And that's why you got to think on your feet. What's called being a part of a relationship.
Sure, but you kill the mood if it doesn't go well.
Yes, you do. And then I also think, let's say it fits, right? It's you got the right size, the color, the whatever.
Bingo.
But also, it leaves the idea that there's only one thing on your mind, right? Here's your gift. It's for me, right? Like, we talked about like wooing your partner, romancing her.
So it can be in partnership with another gift. Or you're saying lingerie at all.
Skip it. Yeah. I think that ultimately it could backfire
time to get it then? Because it feels like it's always going to be.
Do that any other day.
Okay.
Not on a Valentine's Day. Yeah. I'm saying skip it. That's on my don't list.
February 15th. All right.
I also am going to say just skip the, save it for the next day. Skip the chocolate, skip the flowers. Those are very basic, very generic. Put a little bit of thought into it, a unique gift that is specific to your partner.
If your partner likes
flowers and likes chocolate, then that's a perfect gift for you. But I would say put a little bit more thoughts into it. Next, don't propose and don't break up on Valentine's Day. Don't do either of those two.
Seems obvious.
Yes. Mm. Also, if you're not with your significant other, or let's say you're single and you're trying to
mingle
with somebody, do not send a naked photo. Like, let's not send that pic.
So these are obviously rules for guys.
Yes, that's kind of these were all rules for guys.
If it was the other way around, I'd be like, okay, I'm not going to send one, but...
This was all rules for guys was on there. So that's my list of don'ts.
I'm going full meathead on this.
So my list of do's. One, do some background work. Make sure you know what your partner wants. This is something you should have done in days prior.
Well,
obviously, today's a little
date. Yes. It's called a relationship.
It is, but sometimes people don't talk about what they expect for Valentine's Day or these Hallmark holidays. Like, I think it's fine to have a conversation about it. Do you want to go out to a crowded restaurant or would you rather we stay home? Like, that's something you should talk about.
Communicate.
Have communication.
So no spontaneity.
Yes, you can have spontaneity in maybe the gift you give John, but you want to make sure she likes what you're doing.
Right. So, and the restaurant could be something she doesn't know. I'm going to take you somewhere nice. Sure. Do you want to go out?
Yes, there's still spontaneity, but also knowing what she wants is very important. An experience gift could be better than those flowers and chocolates. It could just be the dinner, right?
Right.
Or maybe it's an activity. Maybe you want to go axe throwing or I don't know what you're into, bowling or foaling.
That's where the breakup comes.
Well, watch out for that. But do something you could build memories off of together, I think, is better than just here's a gas station rose or something.
I would 100% agree with that. Yeah. The experience is always better than just a object.
Yep.
It could be really nice to cook her a meal.
Support that fully.
Yep. I think that would be great. Instead of going out to a stuffy restaurant that's going to be very crowded, right? Because everyone's trying to get in. Cook for her. Make her a nice meal if you can. Don't try something too extravagant that could backfire on you. Just make something you would both enjoy.
Or at least have a backup plan.
Sure.
You know, I mean, if this
doesn't work,
I have a backup plan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Focus on the romance, right? Because ultimately, if you focus on her and the romantic side of everything,
you'll get what you want.
Yeah, there'll be a happy ending for all. You could offer a massage. That would be really nice.
Sure.
Sure.
Put your feet up. I'll rub your feet. Back massage. That's good.
Is the foot rub how that should start?
Sure.
Or, no, I'm just
anyway,
curious. Like, yeah. I mean, if you're sitting down watching
a back rub.
I mean,
you could do the homemade Valentine.
Like the coupons and stuff?
Coupon book is always is cute. It doesn't cost any money. Mm-hmm. You put some thought into it.
Specific things you know your partner doesn't want to do around the house?
Yes, but make sure they're specific to your partner, right?
Yes.
And don't put coupons that just you want to get, right?
Yeah,
like
right.
It's got to be things that your partner would
it's
want.
For them.
Yes. That's kind of where my list. I mean, it's pretty generic, right?
Yes.
No, but it's stuff that people screw up anyway.
It is.
I'm sure there's a whole lot more. The don'ts were easier to come up with. Like, don't be a jerk. Like, just like, it's easier to come up with your don'ts.
So the do not propose.
Yes.
That's
a rule
Day.
Of holidays. You
really?
Never propose. I know you did, John.
But Valentine's Day seems like it would be the one acceptable.
Oh, it's cheesy.
Nope.
It's cringy.
It's, yes.
It's cliche.
Yes.
Okay.
And definitely don't break up with your girl on Valentine's Day either.
Yeah, make sure you do that on the 13th at 11:59.
That's fine too.
Didn't you say that?
Yeah, but then you just spent the money and...
The money though, I just said don't spend a ton of money. Don't go overboard.
Yeah.
You can do a lot without spending a ton.
Heather's here to help. Do's and don'ts. It's Valentine's Day. It's 97.1.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, Are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.